This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams. And it's a new year, and a new series of tax rules just came into effect. One of those rules is of particular interest to university athletic departments, namely getting rid of the deduction that, until now, you could take on donations made to secure college sports season tickets, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Roger Norris, an Alabama Crimson Tide fan, recently got an email from the school's athletic department. It suggested he make his annual contribution before December 31st, because that money, 80% tax deductible last year, wouldn't be in 2018. Tom McMillan is president of the Lead One Association, whose members include 130 athletic directors. They're worried.
You know, if it costs you $5,000 to buy your season tickets, will that deter you if you don't get a deduction?
Early estimates say donations could drop 20% to 30%, but Richard Schmalbeck, a law professor at Duke who makes similar contributions himself, says the change is overdue.
The notion that you should not be allowed a deduction for contributions that buy something, namely in this case seating privileges, is really just a sound tax policy argument.
The tax change may not hurt sports like college football and basketball, which draw in big bucks anyway, but it's more problematic for sports like swimming or softball. Even so, athletic departments ask some donors to send in cash for several years up front, before the end of 2017. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.